This is your AFN Rota Daily Newscast.
I'm Petty Officer Johnny Garcia. UMGC Representative Tara Vail came into AFN to discuss some UMGC updates October 4th. Among the updates, Vail talked about UMGC's new location.
Yeah, so we were upstairs in the Family Fleet and Readiness Building, which is where like you do ICR. We've moved downstairs. It's a really cool space. So we've been kind of having some growing pains, having a little bit of relocation pains. Our phones have been down, getting the internet moved over, but we're pretty settled in now.
Vail also talked about tuition assistance and said that service members could still apply for TA.
So just like you guys are going to get paid this month, which we were all a little bit worried about with the government shutdown, that it was kind of affecting TA a little bit there. All that's gone away. Your TA is still going to get approved. And if you've already submitted TA to UMGC, we've issued a promise that if something does happen and for whatever reason your TA doesn't get approved, that we're going to go ahead and allow you in those classes and not charge you anyway. So go ahead, submit your TA vouchers, get those in, because they're due for my Navy and my Air Force on October 11th. So you have 1 week to get TA in and approved. And if you're one of my lucky Marines, you have a little over just about 2 weeks. Your TA needs to be in October 16th. And that's for our October 18th start dates.
She finished the updates with UMGC's contact info.
If you don't have time to swing in, no biggie. You're welcome to call us on our DSN, which is 2917. Or you can email us at rota-europe@umgc.edu.
Reporting from NAVSTATE Rota, I'm Petty Officer Johnny Garcia.